Good morning, Andy here, 7:52, it's Monday the 10th of May 2010. Just really wanted to give a quick review of my day yesterday, which involved going to see the showman that is Michael Bublé at the MEN Arena in Manchester. His support act, actually, were a group of seven gentlemen who were called Naturally Seven. I'm going to see if I can find a YouTube clip or a website with some samples on or something. Because they were just amazingly good with what they did. It was kind of a cappella, but I think they called it voice play. They did sing completely unaccompanied, but they actually created the accompaniment themselves. So they synthesized, using their voices, all of the instruments from bass to electric guitar, electric piano, flute, mouth organ, drums, violin, trumpet, I think was in there. Just how they managed to get some of those sounds out from the natural voice, I've got no idea, but that was a very enjoyable opening act and one that I'd suggest you go and look for, Naturally Seven. And then it was time for the man himself, Mr. Michael Bublé, a tremendous showman. And one of the things that was quite apparent, actually, was he seemed a little uncomfortable, to be honest, with the whole being on the stage in front of that many people. I'm sure he isn't. He's kind of, I don't know, he was very humble. It might be a well-honed act, but he was very humble. You could see he was openly emotional, and that, you know, having that many people come to see him and pay a lot of money and the current climate meant a lot to him. I mean, I think we've all done it from time to time. To listen to an audience of whatever it is, 15,000 people singing your song back at you, must be one of the most amazing feelings that you've ever experienced. But I think it makes a big difference to the concert or to the show. We've been to see the Scripts as well, as a supporting act to take that, and they were very similar. They sort of, you know, still seemed surprised and overwhelmed that people you know, singing along and singing back to them and wanting to go and watch them, and it's nice. It's nice for people in those positions not to just take it for granted and be the big divery stars. Although I have to say, Mr. Bublé was a bit of a nightmare for the stewards. As a wannabe steward, I was sort of looking at it thinking, a couple of things. One, he decided to go for a walk down the aisle. Now the aisles aren't that big, so to try and get Michael down the aisle with a security guard on either side in front of him, basically to stop him getting mugged, was very difficult. Also he mistakenly mentioned that it was a party and not a concert, and you know, if people wanted to dance around and sing, and they should be feel free to do so. Unfortunately, what that caused was a wave of people to move from the back of the auditorium to the front. It was an all-seated event, and you could just see the chief stewards sat in the corner having a coronary. But an amazing show, and definitely not something that I can do justice to in a 5-minute audio book. But definitely, if you get the chance to go, you know, he was on for so long, definitely a show to watch. Thanks all for listening. Speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.